In 1976, a former governor of Georgia named Jimmy Carter was elected in reaction to Watergate. His platform was a promise to never lie to the public. But he governed at a time of economic turmoil, inflation, and recession. Due to give a speech on the energy crisis in 1979, he canceled it and instead retreated to Camp David. For a week, he met with experts and average citizens, then returned to Washington to give this remarkably self-critical report.
10 days ago, I had planned to speak to you again about a very important subject, energy. For the fifth time, I would have described the urgency of the problem and laid out a series of legislative recommendations to the Congress. But as I was preparing to speak, I began to ask myself the same question that I now know has been troubling many of you. Why have we not been able to get together as a nation to resolve our serious energy problem? It's clear that the true problems of our nation are much deeper than gasoline lines or energy shortages, deeper even than inflation or recession. And I realize more than ever that as president, I need your help. So I decided to reach out and to listen to the voices of America. It has been an extraordinary 10 days, and I want to share with you what I've heard, this from a Southern governor. Mr. President, you're not leading this nation. You're just managing the government. This kind of summarized a lot of other statements. Mr. President, we are confronted with a moral and a spiritual crisis. And the last that I'll read. When we enter the moral equivalent of war, Mr. President, don't issue us BB guns. But after listening to the American people, I have been reminded again that all the legislation in the world can't fix what's wrong with America. So I want to speak to you first tonight about a subject even more serious than energy or inflation. I want to talk to you right now about a fundamental threat to American democracy. The threat is nearly invisible in ordinary ways. It is a crisis of confidence.
It's remembered as the Malaise speech, even though Carter never used that word. A change in tone came with the next president, who was nothing if not confident, Ronald Reagan.